It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston.
And in Houston, it's the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. On Wednesday night, the Houston Astros tied up the 2022 World Series at 2 games apiece with a 5-0 win over the Philadelphia Phillies. That game featured a rare no-hitter tossed by not one, not two, not three, but 4 members of the Astros pitching staff. Game number 5 of the World Series will be played tonight in Philadelphia, and regardless of the outcome of tonight's game, the teams will be traveling back to Houston for a deciding Game 6 on Saturday night. If needed, Game 7 will be played in Houston Sunday night. In a really ironic bit of bad timing, Houston's embarrassing entry into the NFL is going to play host to another team from Philadelphia this evening. The NFC's 7-0 Philadelphia Eagles will fly into Houston to play the pitiful 1-5-1 Houston Texans. Local fans in attendance at tonight's NFL football game in Houston are more likely to be interested in the outcome of the Astros baseball game. It wouldn't even surprise me if more Dallas Cowboy fans might show up at Houston's Thursday night football game just to get their chance to boo the dreaded Eagles from Philadelphia. Despite the Houston Texans' lousy record, the football team actually plays pretty hard on the field. They simply don't have enough talent on the roster to be a contender anytime soon. The team's top and overpaid wide receiver, Brandon Cooks, has been sitting out of practice this week in hopes that the Texans might trade him to an NFL contender. For most Texans players, a trade to any other NFL team would likely be just fine. Alas, the NFL trade deadline has passed this week, and there was no deal consummated to trade Brandon Cooks. So afterwards, Cooks found enough strength to log on to social media and announce that he will not be playing in tonight's football game against the Philadelphia Eagles due to, quote, personal reasons. He said, "Don't take a man's kindness for granted. Covered for the lies too long. Those days are gone. Cross the line with playing with my career." Hey, now that's the old team spirit, Brandon. The 29-year-old Brandon Cooks came into the NFL as a first-round wide receiver pick of the New Orleans Saints. Now, this was at a time when Drew Brees was still their quarterback. After 3 years of a less-than-stellar performance in New Orleans, the Saints traded Brandon Cooks to New England in 2017. And after lasting just 1 year in New England, Brandon Cooks was traded again to the Los Angeles Rams. But while in California, the Rams offered Brandon Cooks, are you ready, a new 5-year, $81 million contract extension. Over $50 million of that new contract fully guaranteed. So let's don't feel too sorry for Brandon Cooks. Reports indicated this week that potential suitors, including the Dallas Cowboys, haggled with the Texans as to which team should be bearing most of the cost of Brandon Cooks' expensive contract. Money appears to be the primary reason why the disgruntled, but financially secure, Brandon Cooks remains a wide receiver today for the Houston Texans. The Texans have never appeared in one Super Bowl game since the team's inception 22 years ago. In recent years, the fans of the team have watched a number of former top players hit the road for other cities. Likely Hall of Fame defensive tackle and popular fan favorite J.J. Watt jumped ship to Arizona in 2021. Former Texans All-Star wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins also landed in Phoenix just 1 year earlier in 2020. The talented but off-the-field troubled former quarterback of the Texans, Deshaun Watson, was finally granted his amnesty this summer and traded to Cleveland for several top draft picks. The Houston Texans football team doesn't seem to mind as long as the local fans keep lining up to buy season tickets. Meanwhile, in downtown Houston, the NBA's Houston Rockets, two-time world champions back in 1994 and 1995, have descended into the murky bottom of the NBA for the last 2 years and appear to need a life preserver thrown to them again in 2022. The team is already in last place after coming out of the gate with a miserable 1-8 record this fall. The Houston Rockets, you might remember, traded their longtime scoring whiz James Harden, had him shuffle off to Brooklyn in January 2021. Today, the Beard is playing for, you guessed it, Philadelphia! Harden and his new 76ers teammates are off to a modest 4-5 start, but at least Philly has made it into the NBA playoffs in every one of the last five seasons. How ironic is it for the city's professional baseball franchise, the Astros, to be the polar opposite when it comes to competing for championships compared to Houston's two other major sports teams? The Houston Astros have been so successful that they are now playing in their fourth World Series in the last 6 years, winning the title back in 2017. Houston's Major League Baseball franchise features a great balance of pitching, hitting, and leadership. Longtime Houston Astros second baseman Jose Altuve remains the team's spark plug and the emotional leader. Houston's easygoing 73-year-old coach Dusty Baker is still looking for his first World Series ring as a manager, and that would go very nicely with Baker's World Series ring he picked up as a player for the 1981 Los Angeles Dodgers. Now here's another issue working in favor of the Houston Astros. Does anybody even know who the team owner is? Houston businessman Jim Crane purchased the franchise in 2011 for a reported $680 million. Now, as part of Jim Crane's deal to buy the Astros, he had to agree to move the team from the original National League where they started in the 1960s over to the American League West Division the next year. Now, at this point, the other baseball teams in the American League would probably like to send the Houston Astros back over to the National League. In 2018, the founder of the NFL's Houston Texans, Bob McNair, passed away. And after his death, his wife Janice was named senior chair of the team, and his son, Cal McNair, became chairman and CEO of the Houston Texans. The Texans' decline on the field seems to have intensified after the death of Bob McNair. Now, the Houston Rockets of the NBA were sold in 2017 to Landry's seafood restaurant giant Tillman Fertitta for $2.2 billion. Fertitta, who's quite involved in other Houston-area charities and ventures, has two of his own sons listed on the Rockets media guide as working for the management team of the club. However, they do not appear to be involved directly in the day-to-day operations. It's much more likely that the Houston Rockets' recent decline is more related to dumping several of the team's higher-priced veteran players like James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and John Wall. The Rockets appear to be favoring rebuilding the basketball team utilizing younger and less expensive players via the NBA draft. But this process can take years to build a winner without adding some talented and expensive free agents at some point. The city of Houston sports fans should embrace the Astros' participation in yet another World Series this week. If the city's NFL and NBA franchises would like to know how to build a winner, they should carefully study and evaluate the successful blueprint of the hometown Astros, because it may be a long, long time before Houston celebrates a championship for either the Texans or the Rockets. I'm Swamp Swami. Go Astros!